Presented by Listen Headlines. Latest financial news from trusted sources.
Daily FX Market News.
June 12, 3:56 America, New York. AUD, USD price forecast. Markets back Aussie dollar ahead of US CPI and Fed. AUD, USD continues its recent upside as investors patiently await upcoming US CPI and the Fed rate decision.
Marginal Revolution.
June 12, 3:33 America, New York. Lookism on the rampage. Beauty has its privileges. Studies reliably show that the most physically attractive among us tend to get more attention from parents, better grades in school, more money at work, and more satisfaction from life.
New York Times Business.
June 12, 3 o'clock America, New York. As the Fed meets, it shares an inflation problem with the world. Inflation is stubborn across a range of economies. Given its staying power, investors expect the Fed to pause rate moves only temporarily. Shoppers in San Francisco.
Global Economy.
June 12, 1 o'clock America, New York. Why Ukraine is tightening anti-graft rules before aid billions start flowing. Also in today's newsletter, how Europe lost its prime trade relationship with Brazil.
Global Economy.
June 12, 032 America, New York. First FT. UBS sets tight rules for Credit Suisse bankers to ease takeover risks. Also in today's newsletter, O'Day EU funds consider restricting withdrawals, and is the US economy close to cracking?
Marginal Revolution.
June 12, 026 America, New York. Web 3.0 has a future after all. That is the theme of my latest Bloomberg column. Here is one excerpt. I fully expect the ideas behind Web 3.0 to make a major comeback as the legal and institutional framework for AI bots.
Wall Street Journal U.S. Business.
June 12, 001 America, New York. Can Ozempic treat binge eating? For some, the answer is yes. Patients say weight loss drugs have helped control their eating disorders. Some doctors are skeptical.
Wall Street Journal U.S. Business.
June 12, 001 America, New York, the smart way to coast at work. Sometimes, it's not the moment to climb. That doesn't mean you have to feel like you've stalled.
Wall Street Journal U.S. Business.
June 12, 001 America, New York, hotel owners start to write off San Francisco. The city's lodging business has been squeezed by crime and other quality of life issues.
Global Economy.
June 12, 00 America, New York, the framing of the Fed call on rates is too narrow. A skip at this week's policy setting meeting may be the worst of three imperfect policy options.
BBC News Business.
June 11, 2109 America, New York. George Soros hands reins of $25 billion empire to son Alex. The American financier, targeted by right-wing conspiracists, is passing control of foundations to his son.
BBC News Business.
June 11, 1919 America, New York. Why secondhand fashion is back in style. Pre-loved, clothing is big business, and it is not just about saving money and the planet.
New York Times Business.
June 11, 1818 America, New York. Newspapers printed Unabomber's manifesto in 1995. It's still fiercely debated. It wouldn't be the last time the media would grapple with whether to publish something that might inspire others to take harmful actions. The New York Times ran a story on its front page on SEPT.
BBC News Business.
June 11, 1615 America, New York. Danone boss calls for higher taxes on unhealthy food. Danone's UK president wants the government to use tax incentives to promote healthier products.
The Library of Economics and Liberty.
June 11, 1556 America, New York. A rising tide lifts yachts and rowboats. The Financial Times recently interviewed Darren Acemoglu. The research shows that major technological disruption, such as the Industrial Revolution, can flatten wages for an entire class of working people.
Marginal Revolution.
June 11, 1522 America, New York, Mark Zondi on changing odds of recession. Taken from Twitter, what recession? The consensus view that recession was virtually a slam dunk looks increasingly off base. Yes, there will eventually be one, but odds that a downturn is dead ahead are receding.
The Library of Economics and Liberty.
June 11, 1219 America, New York, how to run the economy is a loaded question. I will let my readers separate the grain from the chaff, and there is both, in the piece of a Wall Street Journal columnist who spent a few months as a journalist in residence at the University of Chicago's Business School, James McIntosh, what I learned about woke capital and Milton Friedman at the University of Chicago, June 9, 2023. Daily FX Market News.
June 11, 1201 America, New York. Markets week ahead. S&P 500, gold, USD, Fed, ECB, BOJ, Germany ZEW, UK and Australia jobs, US CPI, China retail sales. After a relatively light data week, the coming week brings a spate of important data releases along with key central bank meetings. Last week's surprise interest rate hikes by the RBA and the BOC has put the spotlight as on the Fed, the ECB, and the BOJ meetings in the coming week. The Library of Economics and Liberty.
June 11, 8 o'clock America, New York. I disagree with Bob Poole. Show me the contract. In effect, post-war single-family zoning represented an agreement under which homebuyers accepted restrictions on other types of uses in their neighborhood in order to be protected from negative externalities that neighbors might create, without the protection of the covenant provided by single-family zoning.
New York Times Business.
June 11, 5 o'clock America, New York. Silicon Valley confronts the singularity. The frenzy over artificial intelligence may be ushering in the long-awaited moment when technology goes wild. Or maybe it's the hype that is out of control.
Daily FX Market News.
June 11, 0000 America, New York. Crude oil prices look to U.S. data for guidance as OPEC news fades. Crude oil prices shift attention towards the U.S. for short-term directional bias coming off a quiet week of trading.